So from the source, you come to this pure awareness nature. Okay? So this pure awareness nature, this one is actually spacious awareness before it trigger off the mundane mind. So this one is the mundane mind. Then the phenomenal world of consciousness. So here is actually spacious awareness. Means when you are here at the pure awareness nature, you are just this spacious awareness. Means the oneness nature, the awareness nature. So what happens is, when your senses start to operate, your sixth sensor, take for example seeing consciousness. How do you see? Like you want to perceive the Buddha image or perceive anything. You have to focus there. You have to shrink the spacious awareness into a small space. So what happens is when you shrink it into a small space, so this is the small space. Then you input the content of consciousness. This content of consciousness, they come from your memory, which is basically your accumulation in your brain. So your brain, your memory, which is full of your views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, scars of memory, insecurity, and all the accumulated psychological memory and rubbish. From there, you act. That's how you input the content. Then this one trigger off into a thought. This is the second aspect of your five aggregate of forming mind. Now you understand. So this one is an independent space, which is after you have shrink the spacious awareness. This spacious awareness is the oneness. This is the oneness nature. So initially, you are this spacious awareness, the oneness, but it has shrink and become this. So the shrinking is not this followerness or not your pure awareness nature. It is the form and mind that wants to perceive something through the senses. It shrink and created the thought. That's why the thought, which is the mundane mind. So this one I better write. This one, the thought, is actually your mundane mind. That's why it's the second aspect. Second aspect of the five aggregate of form and mind. So this mundane mind is not your pure awareness nature. So now you understand. The creation process, go back to the four circle formation. From the source, the first thing that come out and appear is the pure awareness nature. Okay? You follow my daughter's castle. The castle. From the source, it come out and move to the pure awareness nature. So from here, this pure awareness nature is before the mundane mind. It was there all the time. Understand not? But because the mundane mind has a form and mind with the senses and the consciousness trapped inside, that's why it created the thought from there. But from there, it shrink into a small space, and you input the content and trigger off the thought, and that is the mundane mind. So it's not the pure awareness nature that falls. It's nothing to do with that. This mundane mind is a result of the karmic process of the form and mind that is trapped inside through the karmic process. That's why the karmic nature conditioned the form and mind to arise. And you need to have a form and mind in order to meditate, to connect to the true mind. And this true mind, which is your pure awareness nature, is very difficult to detect. Because this mundane mind must be completely quiet and still for it to arise. So to even have a glimpse of what that stillness is, that silence is, it's not easy. Most people who don't have the understanding and the training, they cannot even have a moment of stillness without thought. Even a moment without thought is impossible to them. Either they completely become unconscious, or they are full of heedless thinking, thought process. That's why the untrained mind is heedless, think a lot. That's why the Buddha said, in order to develop the wisdom, you need to silence your mind to realize the true mind, the silent mind, or what we call the meditative mind. So you need to develop heedfulness. To be heedful is to be ever mindful. Then use that state of mind that is ever mindful without thought to cultivate. And then it becomes heedful. That's why initially we need to train our mind, which is the thinking mind, the mundane mind, to become very quiet and very still, so that we will realize the true mind, the awareness nature there. Then the moment you realize it, you must stabilize it. If you don't stabilize it, you cannot understand what that nature is and how beautiful that nature is and how it can develop the ability to awaken, to realize the three universal characteristics of nature, to insight into phenomena and to awaken and to see things as they are, see the creation process, the birth process, and to understand clearly who you are, what you are, and how you function as a human being. You not only have a form and mind, you have a pure nature inside. But that one is not a being. It cannot come out and live life. You cannot say that one is you. But you can use it when you know how to meditate, to assess it, and stay there and realize what that thing is. You can make use of that to understand, to develop wisdom. Like the Trinity Triangle. You go the left, you don't go the right. You go to the right, you become from mundane living, thought activity and all those things. So the silent mind, which is a pure awareness nature, is capable of the direct seeing, to see things as they are, to awaken, or to insight into phenomena and to realize the three universal characteristics of all phenomena within nature. Okay? So hopefully with this explanation, you all can develop clearer and more stable understanding of how the whole creation process can manifest into what it is. The four circle formation creation explanation is very important. You must develop the meditative understanding of it. Initially, maybe you try to develop the contemplative understanding. It's also good enough, not too bad really. Then it will enable you to have the understanding to cultivate sincerely to realize the second circle, pure awareness nature. That one is most important. Once you can stabilize that, all your understanding will arise naturally. After that, technically, I use the word, you don't need a teacher. You can develop all the understanding yourself. Whether it take you how long, depend on your coming past and your affinity with the Triple Gem, the Great Beings.